I think another thing maybe that might be an issue would be the fact that a lot of times in oncology care, an oncologist can't exactly see that an individual part of maybe a regimen is working. You know, you add something biologic to chemotherapy, for example, hard to separate out. Is it the chemo or biologics that are contributing to the effect? So do they require some clinical evidence? You know, for example, response rate to monotherapy?
Yes, they do. In fact, when biosimilar studies are done, they're always a requirement for clinical studies, looking at response rates, even survival. One of the first areas of biosimilar development in the United States has been with the G-CSF products, the ones that are supportive care, which, by the way, is a lot more acceptable to people because it's supportive care. It's not therapeutic, if you will. So they feel that, okay, in that area, we don't mind dabbling in biosimilars, if you will. But that's where it started. And in those trials that were done for the biosimilars, it was shown that in cancer patients receiving chemotherapy, the reference biologic and the biosimilar had identical rates of resolution of neutropenia or duration of neutropenia, et cetera. So those studies are done to show that it works. But your point is correct. The problem with cancer treatments in general is that, firstly, we don't have the biological tools to know which patient is going to respond to an agent and who is not going to. You know, you take 100 patients, you treat them all, 30 or 40 of them will benefit, and you have no idea upfront who those patients are. In fact, if you knew that upfront, you wouldn't treat the ones that were not going to benefit. So that's sort of something which it's always about trial and error. That's why you're frontline therapy, second line therapy. So you don't know the contribution of anything that you're doing. And then you're correct, certainly, as this field evolves, we don't have any of those biosimilars approved yet that are being combined with chemotherapy, but they will be. Ultimately, there will be biosimilars that will be combined with chemotherapy, and you won't know which one is contributing to the efficacy, whether it's a chemo or the biological agent.